Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Village. Village is this hour's code word. V-I-L-L-A-G-E. Text the word village.
Village.
What is Village's wife's name?
I don't know. Some chick from the Philippines, apparently.
Oh, you don't know?
No, I've never met her.
You're his best friend.
I haven't met his wife. And by the way, she's someone else's wife and has three or four kids and lives in the Philippines. And I'm in love with her, Sarah. I don't know what to tell you. Village is this hour's code word. V-I-L-L-A-G-E. Text it to 72881 by the end of the hour and you get a chance at $1,000. That number again, 72881. Message and data rate supply. One lucky national winner is going to get $1,000. Village is this hour's code word. We'll have a new code word for you next hour. And nine times throughout the day.
I have such a great Village story that he told me, and I would never sell him out, so I can't say it on the air, but it's just one of those things.
About this girlfriend of his?
No, this is before he got the girlfriend, actually. But I just, him confiding a true life story in me about himself, it bonded us, and it gave me sort of a look into his world, which, because of that look, I went, I'm so happy as a nice girlfriend, because it seems lonely.
He's a tough nut, though. You know, it's.
I don't know.
To me,
that.
It's. Well, he's a jealous guy.
I don't
and
know. And
I do. And I worry. When I heard that his girlfriend is married, it worries me.
Oh, you thought,
Well, I just, you know, I
what
know how he is.
What will become of this guy?
Yeah. And he's the guy that will park outside your house to make sure you did what you said you were going to do. Like, to the point where I'm like, Village, that is not healthy. Village. That doesn't seem like something you should be doing.
Oh, my.
You might be driving people away.
He's not like the rental car follow someone around to see what they're up to guy, is he?
I think he's just a guy who doesn't believe in himself enough to trust that someone could love him and tell him the truth. I know. He's a guy who writes poetry, you know, and then reads it to me and thinks I'm going to like it. You know, he's that guy. I mean, he didn't write it for me, but he's like, let me run something by you.
And then he does.
And then he does. I'm like, ugh, poetry. But I tell him the truth. I'm like, God, I would hate that. But, you know, I'm sure this girl's going to be into it.
Right.
Wow. Whatever.
Village is village. Your word.
I love Village. I miss Village.
Right? They text Village.
Yeah, yes. The
that's
word is,
the word.
That
right.
is the code word this hour. And just got us off on something else. Mm-hmm. He's the guy who introduced myself and my husband, John. You might have heard me ever talk about him.
Did you? So you boned Village before.
Oh, no.
You boned Village after you met John?
Look, that happened one time. It was a total mistake. We both looked at each other. He goes, well, we did that.
That's not the question. Like, the question is...
Like, let's never do that again.
He introduced you to John, the guy who ended up becoming your longtime husband.
Yes.
But you boned him after you met John.
Well, I met John and he was dating Doreen and was for the first 5 years I knew John.
Oh,
I mean, John, when
okay.
John and Doreen were a thing...
Got it.
Meanwhile, I made my way through everyone else John knows.
Right.
And John was on that list as well.
Nice, Sarah.
Yeah, real nice.
Wait,
Sarah.
So you boned John while he was with Doreen?
I did.
Oh,
One time, and then one time something else happened.
What else happened?
It wasn't boning. It was just something.
What does that mean?
It just means whatever you want it to mean. Just, you know, use your imagination.
I can't.
Well, if you should get one of those.
The first thing that I thought of was, did you poop yourself?
Nope. Nope. I didn't poop
all
myself.
Right.
Nope. Nothing like that.
Nothing like that either.
No.
I don't get it.
Hey, everyone.
Hey.
It's time for the new music. On Fridays, new music comes out a week and a half later. We see how everything charted. There's a few big releases today, so we'll do a couple songs from each of those. And then we might even, you know, who knows? We could finish the whole music list. We never do, but it could happen today. We're going to start with Lewis Tomlinson. This is his debut solo album. He was in a little band called One Direction.
Mm.
I think he's the cutest one. They try to sell him as Danger Boy. Lewis Tomlinson's my
favorite. Harry Styles, huh?
No. That guy. Although they're all very talented. All the other members have put out at least one solo album, and now Louis Tomlinson is going to join their ranks with a record called Walls. What did you guys grab?
And here is Kill My Mind.
Can I just say that sounds like Oasis?
He's very meh. It sounds like if Oasis had like a really slick producer. Turn it up. Is there a chorus coming up?
Yeah, right here.
Tambourine. Yeah, all right. It's not offensive. Give me another one.
Here is We Made It.
Oh.
Let me jump ahead a little bit.
This is Oasis. Oh, yeah. Come on. Well, listen, I don't want to say too much about him. He's fine. He's very talented. He lost his sister just recently to an OD.
Really?
If he's the one of those guys that I'm pretty sure it was him. You know, that would have delayed his solo album coming out. Walls is the name of it. If you're a One Direction fan, I'm sure you absolutely love that. If you love him, here's something else you might like. Oasis. And also, actually, if you play that song, it's almost like, do you wish you step up? Let me sing that over the, play that song again that you just played.
But isn't that another song?
It is. It's from Third Eye Blind.
Yeah, but, oh, sorry. My bad. I was gonna
let me guess that's coming up.
We made it, right? Okay.
Yeah. This dude, step up from that ledge, my friend. I could cut ties and whatever. Maybe not. But that's what it reminded me of. The first one, though, Oasis all the way. Louis Tomlinson. Meghan Trainor is, oh.
Yeah, it has that.
It's not bad. That smells like an Alice Essential, right, Jane? You can let me know. Meghan Trainor has a new record out today. This is her third album. It's called Treat Myself. It includes guest appearances from the Pussycat Dolls and Nicki Minaj.
Hmm.
So what do we have to listen to from this?
You know this song. This one's on it, right? That one's already.
Yeah, sure. And that was already out from this one?
Yeah, this is Waves here.
Okay. That's pretty.
Yeah, I jumped the gun. I thought I played it to you a Kesha song, which is on the next album coming up.
Oh.
Yeah, that was my bad.
Because Kesha is, she's got a record out today,
she
too.
Does.
All right, let me hear the other Meghan Trainor.
Before all the textures, you know, wrote in about that. Here's Working On It.
That's weird. I expect her to be more beboppy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's nice. Ah. I can't wait to sing tonight. I want to sing along. All right, up next is, you said we have two from each of these, is that correct? So let's move on to Kesha. This is her fourth album. It includes the singles Raising Hell and My Own Dance. It's called High Road. We
and
heard some of this.
That's where I was supposed to play this one. Here
All right, here we go.
You know that song, right?
Oh, yeah, I was going to say.
This is Raising Hell.
I was like,
Hell.
Yeah, I totally recognize that song. Oh, right. Now I know what song this is.
All right, this song I'm about to play is called My Own Dance.
Oh, well. Oh.
I don't do that.
All right. That's a good one.
Hmm.
Is that the first one we heard?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me hear another one. This is the new Kesha record, High Road.
Cowboy Blues.
Cowboy Blues, all right. Does it say who is singing the low part there? Is it like a guest on this?
Let me look at this. It doesn't say.
Cute.
Oh. What girl hasn't done that? Oh. That's great. Oh, Shalalaz. I love this song. Adorable. All right, now let's move on to Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne has his 13th album out. Guests include Adam Levine, 2 Chainz, J-Rock, Takeoff, and the late Triple XXXTentacion.
2 Chainz.
Funeral is what it's called.
Here's the one with Adam Levine. This is Trust Nobody.
Good advice. I like the Adam part. It's fine, I guess. Oh, that's a good line.
Go out, look in the mirror here and listen to me?
Yeah, I like that. Okay, give me the other one. Oh, that's the weirdest sound, that like weird auto-tune thing.
In the
zipping around in the
it's like a duet.
He's just like noodling around behind like the Adam Levine.
What's funny is if you ever see Lil Wayne in concert, he leaves it on, and Kanye does it too.
Oh, so even when they're just
talking, it's in the key of whatever that they're in, like C minor, and it's just like, as he's saying whatever he's saying, he's in some key. It's actually kind of fun. Here's I Do It featuring Lil Baby and Big Sean.
Oh, Lil Baby and Big Sean.
This is Big Sean.
Did he say douche?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Did he say douche?
No, he said I do stuff.
Oh, and then you had to cut the rest of the word off.
That's correct.
Got it. I'm like, I douche. Oh. I mean, you know, that's for somebody, I guess. That's Lil Wayne.
I don't know if it's true. One of the stories I've heard about him is that he goes in with no pre-written lyrics and does this stuff live.
I've heard that.
I've heard
like
that too.
Off the top of his head.
Mm-hmm. Well, that could be the legend, but...
Right. I think that's legend making myself, but if that's true, that's amazing.
Yeah, I'll give you that. Look at us. We have a couple minutes left and all the new music's done. Woo! Hey, didn't I hand you a couple of things this morning, like little singles from people? Did you wind up getting those? Or all right, well then let's not do them. Here we go. Lori Loughlin and Massimo Giannulli.
Yeah,
they are in trouble.
What do you mean?
They're part of the Varsity Blues scandal. They gave $500,000 to try to get their kid in there.
Does anybody get in trouble for this?
Well, I mean, Felicity Huffman, who went, yeah, I did that. She, and to the tune of $15,000 as opposed to $500,000, she got, what did she get, 10 days in jail?
Admitted to it.
Right. So these
guys
they didn't do a damn thing. We thought it was a charitable donation.
Right.
So what, that we took pictures of our kid on rowing machines? What? So I don't know that this has anything to do with the court case, but they are trying again to sell their home. They actually listed it for $35 million.
They have 2 grown children, so there's a possibility they were planning to.
Sure. Oh, in 2017,
downsize.
They put this house on the market.
Okay,
so,
right.
For $35 million, the mansion is freaking incredible.
What's weird about that is this isn't traditionally the time of year to sell, is it?
No, it's not.
It's spring and summer. Isn't that when you do it?
I wonder if when you're this rich, you know it's going to be on for a while.
Oh, you just expect.
So you just put it on and you and I'm sure they don't do open houses, you know?
Are you?
I am. Oh. I think that you probably have to, like, remember Barbara Streisand was selling something and you had to go to a banker first and get a pre-qualification and a, you know, they're not just letting anybody. Well, you have to be a qualified buyer. A lot of times. And you're talking about a $35 million
right.
house. I would assume. I'm assuming. I don't know
anything
you're right.
about
Maybe
it.
Maybe they are having an open house this Sunday and we can go down and check it out.
Then
you want to go?
I know nothing of it.
So they are... You know.
No, this Sunday's the Super Bowl, by the way.
Oh, that's right. How about next week? Let's go down and see
next
if we can
week sounds fun.
Get a tour of Lori Loughlin and Massimo. The place looks absolutely beautiful. It's Spanish. It actually looks like a mission. It's humongous.
To think that guy made that much money off and started as volleyball shorts is crazy.
It's what he sold it to Target, right?
Yeah.
What did he make? 70 million? More?
Something like that. I think Bryn looked it up. It was 80-something million.
Yeah. So they could face years in prison, and they actually used this house as collateral against the $2 million bail that they paid for themselves. They're saying the sale has nothing to do with the scandal. They're just following Massimo's passion for architecture. Mm. Now it's back on the market. So it was on in 2017 for $35 million, and now it's a mere $28.7 million. They paid $13 million for it in 2015.
That's a big discount.
It is. Doesn't sound like that much.
Say it again.
$35 million is the original price. $28.5 million is
that's a big discount. Well, those are millions of dollars.
They only paid $13 million for only. So
that
they'll
discount
only make double,
triple what my house is worth.
Oh my god!
Just the discount,
right? No, dude, it's
dude
a lot of money,
right?
Here's an overhead view of the house. It's freaking spectacular. This kitchen is just crazy. Although for sure, after a couple beers, I'm walking into one of these doors. That looks like a Sarah accident waiting to happen. And that's what the Massimos are up to. Ciara is pregnant with her third child. This is her; it'll be her second baby with Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson. So congratulations to them. Doesn't she have a kid with Future?
Yep. Because Future and what's the guy's name?
Russell Wilson?
Did Russell Wilson have had beef?
Well, I mean, they've both had beef. So there she is, see her posing with
her
baby belly.
Oh, so she's really pregnant.
Apparently so.
She's already there. All right.
Looks like that's about to happen. Is that Ciara?
Yes.
She is so foxy.
She is. Even this song is, like, hot. One, two, step. One, two, step.
I like the little laser guns in the background.
Do you?
That's good. That's just solid music making right there. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Oh, so much stuff. Let me see here. Where your mail might end up one day.
Uh-oh.
I'm just kidding. This guy was one bad guy. Uh-oh. One bad seed.
And Sarah more. And Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.